Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Well, bus riders in Miami-Dade County are waiting longer for their buses to arrive than in past years. And with budget cuts to the transit system and alternative methods like Uber and Lyft, bus ridership in Miami-Dade has decreased significantly. So the nonprofit organization Transit Alliance Miami is pushing for better public transportation solutions in the county. They have recently launched a new campaign called Where's My Bus? This is a five-week initiative that addresses the state of Miami's bus system through a series of events and conversations online. The nonprofit is looking at the issue of ridership, service cuts, and reliability. Well, the topic they're addressing this week, again, is reliability. In studio with me now is the director of Transit Alliance, Azur Choglay. Call him Oz. Welcome so much, Azur. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You know what? I wanted to mention, too, by the way, because we posted up on Twitter, you know, people who ride the buses here in Miami-Dade, what are some of the things that they're saying? What are they thinking? We did get a tweet that came in from Lucio. He says, how do they expect ridership to increase if they keep cutting service? How are people supposed to ride buses that aren't even there? You know what? You don't have a car, so you've ridden the public transportation system here in Miami-Dade.
Yeah, and I actually moved from New York, and as anyone who moves from a city that comes with excellent public transit, you come to Miami and you expect, well, you know, we have buses, we have trains, we have ways to get around, surely it's possible here. And I'm fortunate to live in a very central location, so I am the exact candidate for transit. You know, I'm young and I have no car, and I live right next to it, and yet it's difficult for me to take transit. So if it's difficult for me, it's difficult. It's much more difficult for someone to choose transit.
And so somebody who's coming from a city like New York, I'm curious, after some time now, how do you rate the way we do public transit in South Florida?
Terrible.
Terrible. Wow.
Terrible. And, you know, terrible, but there's no good reason for it to be terrible. I mean, Miami really can be a city that not only has excellent public transit, but can be walkable and can be bikeable. Can be a city where you can get around without a car. And it really comes down to the decisions that have been made in Miami over the past decades that have made us into such a car-centric and car-dependent city. But it's not the way it needs to be.
You think we could do better. So, I mean, just point out a couple of the things that, you know, that we're not doing right. What are some of the issues?
Well, like you said, when you had people respond to you on Twitter, people are wondering, well, why is ridership dropping? Well, it's because there's no bus to ride, essentially. However, our leadership doesn't really see that as clearly as we do. For example, when we had 78 million riders, 78 million trips on the bus system a few years ago, it started dropping. And leadership has two possible responses to that. One, you can either reinvest in the system and try to get those riders back. Or two, you can cut the system. They chose to cut the system. And so if you cut the system, ridership leaves. And then they're like, oh, well, ridership is falling. We should cut the system again. And so essentially it has become a debt spiral, which has caused a multitude of issues, all the way from reliability to buses not arriving at all. And people won't take a system they just can't depend on.
So if the ridership is going down, we should just invest more in it.
Right. And oftentimes people say, well, it's a national trend. Bus ridership is falling everywhere. There's absolutely nothing we can do about it. But that's simply not true. Cities that took the opposite response, in that when bus ridership fell, they started investing in the system, actually see their ridership went up. Cities that responded by redesigning their bus system to actually make it more effective see their ridership go up. Houston and Seattle are fantastic examples of that. So Miami just decided that we're not going to do that.
Yeah, Seattle. So Seattle's an example of a place that is, would you say that they're doing it better?
Much better. And Houston is actually a more closer example to Miami and actually redesigned their entire bus system to be the exact opposite of what it was before. And right now we have a system that's kind of like Houston's old system. We have a lot of routes spread out that go a lot of places very infrequently. So imagine this from a bus rider's perspective, right? And we'll compare it to a car. If you're a bus rider, you walk to the bus stop, you wait there. 75% of bus riders have to wait an average of 30 minutes or more for the bus. So you're waiting there. There's no shelter because most bus stops don't have any shelter. It's raining, it's hot, and then on top of that, the bus tracker doesn't work, so it might never come because a lot of buses do never come. We've statistically found that out, right? That's your experience as a bus rider. Now, compare that to your experience as a car driver. Your car is in your backyard or in your apartment building. You can go it out in this excellent infrastructure. You have all these roadways. It's fantastic. You can drive around. The speed limits are high, and then when you get to your destination, as a society, we've decided that you must have a parking space, so you will have a parking space. Now, when you look at that equation in Miami, can we honestly say that people would choose the bus? And again, there's no reason that people shouldn't. It's we've designed it that way.
Yeah, we do have high speed limits, but I'll also say we have terrible traffic and it takes a long time while I'm driving.
Right, absolutely. So. But at the same time, if the bus is in the same traffic, would you choose the bus, right? And it's all of these factors that line up together where the bus should be faster or equal to a car. It never is.
The campaign that you guys have is divided in 2 5-week periods. Ridership, service cuts, reliability, route network, and transit demand. So let's start with ridership. So why is it decreasing in Miami specifically?
Well, that's what we really try to explore, because the conversation so far has been ridership is decreasing, full stop. And we want to make that into ridership is decreasing, comma. And the later weeks start to explain it, but basically, on the whole, if you have a declining system, you will have declining ridership. That's the main thing to take away.
The system's getting worse, so less people want to ride it.
Right, absolutely. And what's often ignored is that the trolley system, which it's a long story, but it's separate from the bus system. The municipal trolleys, if you're in the city of Miami, you recognize them as orange trolleys. If you're in Miami Beach, they're blue trolleys. They're all sorts of colors. But it's a separate system, and that system is actually see their ridership going up. So, and it's quite significant, by around 10% on average each year. So when you see a system that is gaining riders, you know that, yes, people do want to choose transit when it makes sense.
And isn't the trolley system, or in most cases you see trolley systems are free?
Yes, in pretty much I think all cases they would be free.
All right. Can you make bus systems the same way or no?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. There's an Eastern European country, I think it's Estonia, that is experimenting with free nationwide public transit. So it's not an idea that hasn't been experimented with in other places. In Miami, there are actually quite a few people who do ride for free, for example, the Golden Passport program, or if you're under a certain height. By that, they mean age. But it's not a viable solution in Miami.
Let's talk about, again, more about why ridership is going down. One of the problems, of course, is we've seen routes discontinued. We've seen less service, basically. And as you said, if they keep looking at the numbers, they keep decreasing the services. So many routes that have been discontinued in Miami-Dade County, what have you heard from riders about how that's impacting their lives? And usually what do riders end up having to do?
Yeah. So most of the bus riders in Miami, as compared to other cities, it's a necessity and they're getting to work. Most other cities have a very diverse transit ridership. And that is a signifier of a healthy transit system, where you have people that are taking it out on the weekends, people who are, you know, just going from one place to the other, not in a work context. In Miami, it's really a lot of people getting to work, and in some cases, it's the only way they can get to work. So when you cut a route, and especially when you cut a route that's not based on data, that's not based on community input, you can do some very bad things. A very good example is Route C. And a lot of people have talked to us about how much they loved Route C.
And Route C is?
Route C is the bus that used to go from downtown Miami to Mount Sinai. And it went from downtown Miami to Mount Sinai through the beach. So on the eastern side of the beach on Washington Avenue. And that route was a very popular route, as are many bus routes that go to the beach. And it was cut, but only the segment that goes from downtown Miami to the beach. So essentially, the part that connects to the rail system, the part that connects to the Metro Mover. What were the reasonings for these cuts? We don't really know, because in the end of the day, the ridership on that route dropped by 84% over a year. So here's the weird part. Like, they'll make an adjustment to a route like Route C. Ridership drops by 84%. The very next step for that route is for that route to be eliminated. However, they are causing the reason for the elimination.
Reliability. You know, what have you heard from riders? What's the data show about the reliability of our buses? And as we heard from one listener, you know, how do you expect when services are cut and you don't even know where the bus is?
Yeah, so anecdotally, people who have experience with the bus system in Miami know that there are instances where the bus doesn't show up. And they feel like they're crazy. Like, I mean, surely something must be wrong. But actually, between January and March of this year, so the first quarter, 2,103 buses did not leave to start their route. That means that 2,103 times there was someone who was wondering, wow, there really should have been a bus, but it never showed up. I wonder what happened. That's an insane number. It's insanely high.
You said ghost buses earlier. I mentioned it too. What is a ghost bus?
A ghost bus is exactly this. A ghost bus is a bus that should have been there, but that for whatever reason is not there.
If you talk to policymakers, what are politicians, local leaders saying about what to do? And, I mean, are they looking at the data? Do they understand that just because ridership's down, you know what? Don't cut services. Maybe invest more.
Well, I mean, this conversation is kind of just getting started. And the issue in Miami is that decision-making when it comes to transit is so fragmented. We have municipalities, we have the county, we have FDOT, we have the Citizens Independent Transportation Trust. I'm not even going to go into all of the acronyms that we have that try to make a good decision on transit. It's just too long. So this campaign, the goal is to get everyone on the same page with what are the problems, what's going on. And before we can have any sort of significant conversation beyond, hey, transit's doing pretty bad, that's bad, isn't it? We should do something. Before we can even get to the point of, well, actually, this is what we should do, we need to start with, here's what's going on.
Azhar Chagle, again, he is the director of Transit Alliance. It is this nonprofit, again, starting this campaign. They've started a campaign called Where's My Bus? And they're just looking at this information about what's going on with the public transportation system here in Miami-Dade County with the buses and so forth. And why is ridership going down? Because over the last few years, it's been dropping. This is a conversation we're going to keep having more of. So, Oz, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Going to get you back in.
Thanks.